Are you? Yeah, stack them up all in there.
Matt, were you nervous at all when yesterday came and still didn't have a deal done?
You know, not really. I knew the deal was going to get done. Obviously, me picking, you know, Tom Condon to represent me is one of the best in the business, so I had nothing but confidence that, you know, he'd get the deal that we wanted and get my contract done in time for me to report in camp. So,
how key was it that you got here on time? In your mind, to be here for the first day of practice tomorrow, for instance?
Well, it was really important. Especially being a rookie, you want to, you know, play next to, you know, the guys you're going to play next to. You want to get in sync with the offensive players and kind of just, you know, learn everything you can. And I think, you know, any day miss, you know, could have hurt me. And then, you know, you always need extra practice, extra work. So, you know, I was really trying to focus on getting here on time and, you know, just starting off, you know, ahead of the curve. So.
Or you move up a little closer.
Yeah.
Ordinarily, Matt, back in the day, you know, it would have been all about the dollars, holdouts, et cetera. Now it's offset language, you know, and all these confusing new CBA things. Was your head sort of spinning as Connor tried to explain to you exactly why it took so long to get this done?
No, it's just about getting a good contract and getting me here ready on time. And, you know, we got that done. So, you know, it's not really nervous, but, you know, just I'm more anxious to get going now that got all this behind me. It was kind of all summer long, you know, just this kind of contract lingering over my head, but it's finally done. I'm in camp on time, so, you know, nothing's bad happened, so that's a good thing.
Matt, how anxious are you to learn from Jared Allen in terms of what he's going to present to you every day, especially when you start full path workouts?
Yeah, I'm really excited. The guy who was half a sack away from breaking the all-time sack record, so, you know, obviously I got a lot to learn from him. I think he'll help me in any way he can. You know, he's, you know, a good team player, so he just wants to help the team out and get some wins. So I think that's the whole goal we want, is to take one game at a time and one win at a time and, you know, build this team up.
Is the back and forth between you and him still good-natured at this point?
Oh, yeah, no, he's a great guy. You know, first day he was here, you know, kind of met him and, you know, gave me some advice here and there. And I'm just looking to get in pads and, you know, going against the best defensive end in the NFL. You know, mate, that's what happens. It's football. Sometimes things get heated. Bunch of grown men running around hitting each other. So, you know, some nerves will fly eventually. But, you know, that's all part of the game.
Tweet him a picture of a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're taking a stride, right?
Yeah, no, it's just all funny games.
Matt, with the problems that the offensive line encountered last year, I mean, do you take that on as a lot of pressure on you to come in and be the number one pick, or do you take it more as a challenge to improve on?
You know, I think I learned a long time ago, you know, especially in college, it's not about worrying about everyone else, but, you know, first off, doing your job and what you need to do to, you know, to accomplish your assignment and what you have that play. And I think eventually that all comes together and, you know, working as a team and, you know, definitely makes it easier that the best running back in the league is running behind me. So I don't think I feel that much pressure.
Man, how Bonder picked you up. What was the excitement there with him?
Oh, yeah, no, I called him up, picked me up from the airport. You know, we were all excited. We hadn't seen each other, I think, since the whole break because I went back to California. So, you know, we're pretty excited. You know, glad to get this contract out of the way and report to camp on time.
Matt also said all of you guys are young guys and kind of starting together and to move forward in your career. Is that kind of another added dimension to this whole thing for you?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, starting off as a young team and, you know, over the years just growing together and into a strong unit. And I think, you know, we definitely can do something special here. So I'm excited to get in pads. I haven't been in pads since November of last year. So, you know, I'm anxious to get out there on the field again.
Matt, how excited are you that your brother's going to be a Super Bowl champion?
Yeah, I watched that for about 2 days on NFL Network. It was funny. But, you know, he's the leader of that team. So, you know, I think, you know, he knows the best interest of his team. And they got a very talented team over there. So I'm excited to see what they can do this year.
Honor your chauffeur now. He's picking you up.
Oh, yeah. No, I call him up anytime. He picks me up, takes me places. So.
Did you convince him to grow that beard?
I don't know. He's trying to take after me. So I think he's copping me on the beard. He's trying to get that tough guy look. So. Yeah, I mean, since day one, you know, he introduced himself to me when I first got there, and, you know, we've been hanging out every day ever since, so, you know, probably an immediate connection, you know, just hanging out all the time, going out on the lake, having a good time, and kind of building that chemistry, so, you know, he's been a real good friend of mine.
Take a shot at your whiteboard skills.
Yeah. I was struggling a little bit. That's a lot of weight to pull up off that wakeboard, so I struggle with that. I kind of gave that up a little while ago. So.
Is your weight still around where it was combine time and through the draft?
Yeah. Yeah, my weight's where I need it to be. Not worried about that. And I've just been working out this whole off season and working on my trade, getting stronger, faster, working on my technique. So.
Because you had packed on a little bit before the combine, right? You tried to bulk up a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think I packed it on at once. It was kind of a progressive thing. You know, over time, I put on nice, healthy weight. So I wouldn't say I just packed a whole bunch of weight on before the combine, yeah.
Good?
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Get you a bicycle.